Welcome back to Matt Flynn and Devil Radio. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to pitch it to Luke of Dueling Tangents. Luke and Brian hosting the show from 2 to 3. He'll come out with that good progressive stuff, 2 to 3. We want to hear some of that good progressive stuff right now, Luke. So you got it. You got it, my friend.
Yeah, well, this long distance destination for the Rolling Stones is Miss You. So we're gonna dedicate this one for you missing Matt Flynn on the Green Bay Packers team, apparently, first. So I'll cover that, and I'm going to dive in for this segment with you, but I got to pull the news around here, Matt. I'm a very busy man in the morning, but I'm going to respond to the progressive stuff as well, because we had Jeannie from Eau Claire call in, and Jeannie actually had some words that I can't share on the FCC regulated airwaves, Matt, because Jeannie was a little upset with some of the comments that you had that last segment. So if you'd like, you could be like Jeannie. Give us a call at 844-967-2789, but please keep it clean. I think Matt Flynn, the quarterback, I do not believe plays in the NFL at all anymore, so I just don't know why we would want somebody stale that's not thrown a football to come in and try to save the team. The silver lining, I think Jordan Love is going to probably put up some impressive numbers this weekend. Kansas City's defense is one of the worst in the league, and I think Matt LaFleur really showed that he can put together a game plan against a team even when we're shorthanded. So we ran the football really well against the sole undefeated team when we won last week Thursday against the Arizona Cardinals. So that was an excellent game plan put together by LaFleur, and I think he'll, with the time that he has remaining this week and the talent that he has available to him, even with Aaron Rodgers out, can put together a fighting chance for the Packers and maybe set Jordan Love up for some success. And like I said, I think it might actually be more than one game, because there's a potential here for a suspension coming down. And I think that that's something that's really realistic to happen, and we should maybe plan for that. And so I don't think Matt Flynn, the quarterback, unfortunately, Matt, I know his namesake is the same as yours, but I do not believe that's the
solution. Hey, listen, Luke, did you know that he won the national championship at LSU? And he was a star quarterback in Texas.
I did.
And even though he hasn't played for a few years, he could walk on that field,
Matt,
and be as good as half the NFL quarterbacks.
He got signed by Seattle after the performance that he put with us, and he got beat out by the rookie Russell Wilson. And then he went and was on a QB carousel after that. He was a journeyman at best, and that was 10 years ago. Russell Wilson's been playing in the league for 10 years. So the last time that Matt Flynn had a starting job was a decade ago.
Yeah, but Luke, he got 6 touchdowns against a record against the Lions. He almost beat the Patriots. He beat Dallas and Minnesota. He knows more than you and I know about being quarterback.
Yeah, a decade ago, though. You see, some people, Matt, have recency bias, but you just have not name bias, I fear. You're highlighting those highlight reels from a decade ago because he's got the same last name as you on the back of his jersey. That's all.
Same first name,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So, but as for the progressive
stuff. Okay, what about
the
progressive thing, Luke?
Yeah, Matt, but I would like to pose a question to you. Who do you believe represents the main line of the Democratic Party more? Pramila Jayapal, Representative Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Democratic or the Progressive Caucus in the House, or Senator Joe Manchin?
Okay, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
No. That wasn't the question, though, Matt.
Well, no. It's like
I pose you the question.
I think Ilhan Omar or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or, you know, I don't have to choose between Pramila Jayapal and Manchin.
I'm not asking you to choose for voting or anything like that. I'm asking you to describe who do you believe would represent the mainstream Democratic Party more of those two candidates.
And it's Pelosi and Schumer. I don't want either one of them.
See, Matt, this is why
Pramila Jayapal, and I don't want Manchin. I don't want a blue dog, and I don't want a socialist. Don't want either one of them. Pramila Jayapal represents part of Seattle. And the thing is, she said to Rachel Maddow, hey, look, you know, the people in the unions aren't really reflecting a lot of our constituents. Hey, what kind of crap is that? Knock it off. We want union wages. If Kevin McCarthy gets in there, you know what's going to happen? These guys are going to be working for non-union wages. So we got to stop that. We got to restore the unions, Luke. Okay, but thank you. You made your point. I appreciate it. To somebody on the lines, you want to screen him, or is this
Mark.
A white guy, or what is it?
It's Mark. It's Mark from the SAC.
Okay, Mark from the SAC. Good. Okay. Luke is going to screen Mark from the SAC. Mark from the SAC is going to get screened very, very quickly. Okay. A lot more to talk about right now. And I'll tell you, one of the things I'm talking about, well, okay, Mark from the SAC is screened. Mark, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, for Jeannie Eau Claire, when you want to avoid violating the FCC rules,
I love Jeannie. She always calls in. She's terrific.
Just say George Carlin, George Carlin, George Carlin, because that holds the whole right. Seven words, I think, that he said
that
we can't use. And what gets me is the situation today is that the times call for using some of those words. I mean, that you watch on television, you see, you know, blood splatter all over the place and these shooting 'em up things during regular hours. Yet, heaven forbid, you see a nipple, you know, screened through a kind of translucent shirt. You can't see that because that's faded out now. But and you can't hear words you hear on the street all the time. I mean that, yes, those words are rude and crude and all this. But I seem to remember reading someplace in a history book where those words were perfectly acceptable Anglo-Saxon words to use, but when the Normans came in, the Normans said, "No, we're Normans. We're, you know, bringing in, you know, more refined French culture from, even though we're just barely civilized Norsemen that came and conquered parts of France, you know, a couple centuries before." That I mean that, but just you know that for Jeannie, if you want to swear, just say George Carlin, and we will know what you mean because I've used that word when I've called into the devil. So that
I love this. You know a lot of history here. Let me give you three things. One is with George Carlin, the issue is could he be arrested for saying that? Not could he broadcast it on the air. And here's the deal, Mark. As you know, as Luke knows, you can use bad language on cable. You can use it in a podcast, but you can't use it over the air regulated by the FCC. And that's probably not a bad rule because a lot of people aren't going to want to turn on programming in the evening and see, you know, obscenities. But if they really want that, they can go on cable. That's number one. Number two, I'll leave you with this. This is great. You talk about the Norman invasion of England, Battle of 1066, Battle of Hastings, Harold, the last Anglo-Saxon king of England, killed. And William of Normandy took over. There was a guy, I'm not kidding you, right up to the mid, maybe the late 60s, who put an ad in every year on October 16, which is the date of the Battle of Hastings. And it says, I put this ad in memory of Harold, the last Anglo-Saxon king of England. Every king since then has had Norman blood in him or something else in him and Celtic blood. And it's all, I love this stuff, and I know you do too. Nobody needs to hear this stuff. We can talk about other things, but I want to get back just very, very quickly, and we're going to get back to some of the substantive stuff, not who plays quarterback for the Packers, but to people on the progressive side, I'll say this. You know, this is a progressive station, and every other show on this station is progressive. I'm a progressive Democrat in the sense that I was the chairman of this party, and this is the party that blended with the progressive Republicans, but our mainstream is not socialist. It frankly is not socialist, and our mainstream does not hold bills hostage that are important to labor. Let it in, get union wages set, because if Kevin McCarthy gets in, electricians are gonna be working for a heck of a lot less, and laborers and sheet metal workers and carpenters and everybody else. All I'm saying, go into a break, line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.